Heidelberg Catechism 1563, read by Harold Miller. This file will include Lord's Days 14 through 16. Lord's Day 14. Question and Answer 35. Question. What does it mean that he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary? Answer. That the eternal Son of God, who is and remains true and eternal God, took to himself, through the working of the Holy Spirit, from the flesh and blood of the Virgin Mary, a true human nature, so that he might also become David's true descendant, like his brothers in all things except for sin. Question and Answer 36. Question. How does the holy conception and birth of Christ benefit you? Answer. He is our mediator, and in God's sight, he covers with his innocence and perfect holiness my sin in which I was conceived. Lord's Day 15. Question and Answer 37. Question. What do you understand by the word suffered? Answer. That during his whole life on earth, but especially at the end, Christ sustained in body and soul the wrath of God against the sin of the whole human race. This he did in order that, by his suffering as the only atoning sacrifice, he might deliver us, body and soul, from eternal condemnation, and gain for us God's grace, righteousness, and eternal life. Question and Answer 38. Why did he suffer under Pontius Pilate as judge? Answer. So that he, though innocent, might be condemned by an earthly judge, and so free us from the severe judgment of God that was to fall on us. Question and Answer 39. Question. Is it significant that he was crucified instead of dying some other way? Answer, yes. By this death, I am convinced that he shouldered the curse which lay on me, since death by crucifixion was cursed by God. Lord's Day 16. Question and Answer 40. Question. Why did Christ have to suffer death? Answer. Because God's justice and truth require it. Nothing else could pay for our sins except the death of the Son of God. Question and Answer 41. Question. Why was he buried? Answer. His burial testifies that he really died. Question and Answer 42. Since Christ has suffered for us, why do we still have to die? Answer. Our death is not a payment for our sins, but only a dying to sins and an entering into eternal life. Question and Answer 43. Question. What further benefit do we receive from Christ's sacrifice and death on the cross? Answer. By his power, our old man is crucified, put to death, and buried with him, so that the evil desires of the flesh may no longer rule us, but that instead we may offer ourselves as a sacrifice of thanksgiving to him. Question and Answer 44. Question. Why does the creed add, he descended into hell? Answer. To assure me during attacks of deepest dread and temptation that Christ my Lord, by suffering unspeakable anguish, pain, and terror of soul on the cross, but also earlier, has delivered me from hellish anguish and torment.